Pratt throwing right side of the end zone. Foster diving grab. He's got the touchdown reception.
Welcome back to Texans Huddle. We've been talking so much about the rookies and some of the new guys on the team. Let's talk some more about new guys, not necessarily rookies. Some new additions made this offseason, and they're really going to make an impact.
Well, Cecil Shorts, Nate Washington adding to that wide receiver group. I mean, this is ocean deep right now, wide receiver. I'm not saying they're loaded with Hall of Famers or anything, but they have a lot of choices to make there. Raheem Moore really helps out in the defensive backfield at safety. And Vince Big Daddy Wilfork, you got the big guy in the middle. And Patty, one thing about Vince that I really find interesting, you know, he played in New England for a long time, I get that. But I get so many tweets and messages, and I've got a lot of friends in Boston. Vince is so missed already in New England. They loved him up there, not just his play on the field, but his personality off the field.
Yeah, in fact, I had a chance to sit down with him. You can't help but to like the guy, and, you know, he's pretty excited to be here as well.
Coming off a Super Bowl year with the organization, I spent 11 good years in New England, and it was tough. It definitely was tough to leave that because of the friendship I had over the years, the people that I know, the team, the organization, the fans. It's just like it was home for me. You know, it still is home for me. So it made it a little tough for me, but at the same time, I had to decide what was more important. For myself and my family, you know, it was one of those things where business is business. And I think when that came up, it was like, okay, it's a possibility that I won't be there. What's our next option? So once we saw that and once we got all that information, it was like, okay, we have to make a decision. So the decision we made was to come to Houston, and I don't regret it.
He wants to run. He takes it across the 20, and Flacco fumbles the ball. It's out of bounds.
The first thing I looked at is, what's a young team that I think that's on up and coming, that's only a few players away from making a real run at being a Super Bowl quality team? And when I put Houston up there, I said, you know what, out of all the teams that I want to go and all the places I want to go, this is the best fit. I seen a team that love to play football. I see a city that's unbelievable. I see an organization that's very loving and caring, just like an organization I came from. So my decision was made real, real simple, real easy when it came to that. So I just want guys to understand that, hey, I'm here just like everybody else. I mean, I've been in 4 Super Bowls. I won 2. I have a lot of experience, but at the same time, it's every year is different. But I just think this team has what it takes to get there, but it's going to be a lot of hard work, though.
Shotgun, one back, Bradshaw. Luck drops the snap, and there's a chase for the ball. And guess who's got it? JJ to his left, 35-30, 25-20, 15-10, 5, touchdown!
Who wouldn't want to come play again next to the best defensive lineman in the game? So that's an extra bonus that I had coming down here in Houston. Was to get a chance to play with these guys, I mean, they're special, you know, and what he's done so far in his career, it's unbelievable. And I told him, I was the first one to tell him, I say, I'm not going to change nothing you do. Don't worry about me. I say, hopefully I can make it a little easier for you, but I don't want him to change his game because JJ is JJ. I want to let JJ be JJ. The more he can be JJ, the better this team would do. So he understand that. He kind of laughed when I told him that, but I was like, I'm dead serious. So I'm pretty sure when you have a guy like that, you have to let that guy be himself. You got to, I mean, and the thing is, he's not a dumb football player. He's a very smart, intelligent football player. He's a great guy on and off the field. So it's not like he's out there don't know what he's doing and don't know what's about to happen. He knows exactly what he's doing. So that makes it even better to play with a guy like that. It's easy to get comfortable doing things the way you've been doing it for so long. And I had to get out of my comfort zone because my comfort zone was New England, you know, but it didn't work for me no more. You know, I had to move on. So, you know, this organization was so comfortable and so used to being a certain way. So when Billy came along, it was a shock. It was a difference. I think what I bring to the table is somebody that played up under Billy in New England that can kind of vouch for him to the players and let them know it's okay for change. You know, it's okay to do extra. It's okay to do more film work. It's okay to do that. That's what the great teams do. So if you want to get to that one spot that everybody chase, we have to do things a little different. We have to hold each other accountable now until the end of the season. And it's just not about on the field. You know, it's off the field also. So it's all about doing the right thing. And I think if I can just get through to the guys of that message, just do the right things, and you'll benefit big time for it, then we'll be okay. We'll have a shot.
You know, Patty, an important word you hear around here is versatility. The more you can do, the coaches are saying it all the time. You can't help but notice that. And that's one of the things Wilfork really provides. He's not just a big peg in the middle of that defense, a big vending machine. He can move around on the line. He and J.J. Watt and the other guys, it's going to be real fun to see what Romeo Crennel cooks up at this defensive front.
Well, one of the most versatile guys on our staff is our very own John Harris. And when we come back, he'll break down all the rookies after this. Stay with us.